Okay. I want to start like this. The Rambam has done something, and he's made Golus, as we were in the last time. You know, when Golus is the mitzvah to be Magile or on Bezdin or to be Goyle, you know, to me, you know, is a nice issue, okay? But it's Nogei to mitzvah and Golus. But the main point over here, and what we're really interested in, is not necessarily whether the issue is, you know, whether the mitzvah is to be magle or not to be magle, but is there a mitzvah, and what exactly is the mitzvah? And would you call it na'alamal atzivui, like most sibui l'tor, or you call it a shirana and a din, okay? And what the Rambam does over here in Sherish Zion, just without saying it in a nonchalant fashion, he says, not only he reinterprets the parsha in an amazingly new way, which we discussed last week, okay? But what he does is, and he says, that the mitzvah, okay, that the mitzvah is not an alamal, but it's a shrana and it's a din. Din hered bishkogov. Very different than the presentation. See, you know, in general, you find stiris, bitch of Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mishneh Torah, maybe in Pirush Mishnayis, you know, okay, whichever way you like it, whatever it is. But a stira in Sefer Mitzvahs to the shrashim, l'chere, is very rare, because the basic premises that the Sefer Mitzvah is based on, and the Minyan is based on. And here, in the Minyan HaMitzvah itself, he basically has an alamah, and the mitzvah is l'haglis. Okay? So, before we get started to explain this, basically, you know, I wouldn't want to say this, but it's almost like a setup, okay? Because if you set up that Hered Bishkogo is a shrana and a din, and all the paket are really just part of the din and are not counted separately, independently, okay? Which is the whole list that he had last week. Whatever it was, 16, how many, okay? He can go to the next step and talk about din salas adam and say that also is a din and a shrano and has its paka and he has polemics with someone, an unnamed person, okay? Whether it's sefer chafetz or not really is irrelevant, okay? It is true from the fragments that we have in sefer chafetz that the way he counts korban olivieri or other mitzvahs in korban chatos, whatever, you would certainly assume that he doesn't subscribe to the beginning of the Rambam, okay? The beginning of the Sherish over there. Whether what's happening afterwards, I can't tell you, okay? Now, what I want to do now at the beginning over here is tackle one of the most difficult questions that one should be faced with. Yes?
You're assuming that in order to have the paka, it has to be a shirana?
No. In Olivier, it's not so. But one could say that basically, if the whole issue of a ikah hamitzvah and the various subcategories, okay, are only if you can look at them as subcategories, okay? But it could be if the mitzvah is the din, and the din is the paka, so you're really not looking at them as subcategories. You're looking at them in a whole different way. and maybe paka doesn't work then anymore. Because what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of Tumas Adam? We'll go back and we'll see what it is. What is the mitzvah of the din? The mitzvah of the din is the paka, because the paka is the din. So maybe you could accept the principle of that a mitzvah, ha'achas, he yechida, misuyem, shleima, if you have an ikka mitzvah, which is a tzivui, and then you have certainly subcategories. But if the ikka ha-mitzvah is only a din, and the din is a reflection, okay, of the paka, so maybe everything falls apart. And maybe the paka should be counted separately. And as you might have assumed in Golus, each one could have been counted separately. Okay? So comes, because if the din, what is it? So that's the issue over here. And he starts and he says something new, because in Sefer Mitzvahs, okay, in the Minyan, Golus is not Shurana. Golus is Alma. Okay? And it's only over here that it's that. I just want to do is set up what Shurana is. And I'll tell you why I want to do this, because to be very frank with you, my first memories learning with the Rav, Sefer Mitzvahs, and discussing his father's insight, okay, into Sefer Mitzvahs, this insight is based, what he basically says is, how does the Rambam count Din Tumas Mes? Okay. Din Tumas Mes. And in fact, the Ramban knocks out from Sadi Hey straight through all the mitzvahs of Tumah, because he says it's not a mitzvah. So he says, father asks, what is it? So he says to father, that from Moshe Halevi Salavation, that the Rambam is now counting in mitzvahs, it's in mitzvah say, in Lavim, it's Isurim. But mitzvah say, it's in Yoni HaTela. Okay? Now, I'm not 100% clear, even the Rav once said in Shulman Krisis, that sometimes, the honesty in family, sometimes if you're not sure who said it, you'll attribute as not to you, but to somebody else. Okay? And I'm not sure that this is Rav Moshe, or maybe the Rav's, because there was a letter in the Igros HaGrin, which we didn't publish, which the Rav writes this idea to father, and doesn't quote his father on it. So, I'm not sure whose idea it was. But frankly, when I was learning Sefer Mitzvahs, and I saw Shere Shmini, and Shere Shmini says the mitzvahs are basically tzivuyim, and has discussions about language in general, that there's a tzivuy to do things and not to do things, to have Shurish Ches and to say the mitzvah tzibuyim right after you're ready to say that Shurana is a mitzvah and you don't need a tzibuy, you ask yourself, what's going on in your netes? What's the whole discussion? So you could have said, the whole discussion over there in Shurish Ches is only an Isurim, but it's not true. He says it on both. That's my problem. And my problem is also textual. What I want to do is take apart the issue of Shurana and Din step by step through Sefer Mitzvahs, through text, and I'll let the text lead us through. Okay? I just want to say, frankly, okay, if I'm right, I'm very excited, because I tried this many, many times. And there were many times that Harry Mercy Yodi Lakel Elio, and I said to myself, Ech Kamorachai Kimimeni, and I think I may have the answer now. Okay? There was one line that I missed, and I think I got it now. And that, I think, is the key. Let's go slowly, and we'll try to weave through this, okay? Let's go slow. See, there are two problems here, okay? In this issue of Shran, okay? Because if I ask you, let's just maybe come out more than two, but I ask you, what is the Mikra Mechukam, which the Ram talks about in the Dhamma Pirush Mishnayis? What is this mitzvah? You know, what is the Ikar mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu took and taught, okay? So I ask you, Tumas Nevela, okay? So what was the Pasuk that he taught, and what was the Paka, and what did he teach? What is it? Okay? And it becomes very confusing. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay? So the Lechecha, is there any hira, is there any tzivui in the Torah to do anything about Tumas Mes? Tell me to tell you a din. Why would one think there's a mitzvah? Okay. So the Lechecha, Shir Shmini says you need a tzivui. Okay. And even if you say some brilliant lomdus, that's not going to get you anywhere. Because Shir Shani says, do you need Mefurish Bakra? So the question is, where are we standing? And how does all this work? Okay. And how does Shana work? And why isn't Minyan Mitzvahs? And the amazing thing is that all these Shiranis, the Ram doesn't come and say, you know, there's a Pirush HaMekubal telling us that, you know, there's a mitzvah over here. He doesn't have that. See, basically he's bankrupt. He's setting up a whole new premise which you don't know where it's coming from. Okay? And I want to try to explain that to you. Okay? That is the problem. So, in fact, if you look in the beginning of Shir Shmini and you see the way he refers to tzivui, the Arabic is alama, which makes it very, very interesting at the beginning of Shir Shmini. Okay? So that is, we have no clue of what's going on. The Ram Kilu pulled the fast one on us, correct? You see the Alma right there?
Twice.
Okay, good, save it. Okay, you got it, okay. Now, you see, let's go. So when you have a din, okay, what is the din? The din is ladun in the paka, okay? So, you know, the whole idea of paka and the din become completely confused. And we don't even know, we don't know where the ladun comes. We understand why the Rambam has to set up some example to prove that whoever this was, this Kadman was, that counted Tumas Saras Adam as 11 mitzvahs, you know, that it's wrong, okay? Now, let's start, I want to show you something, okay? Let's start with Hafolos Nedarim. And the key is there, okay? There are two keys, because there's Hafolos Nedarim, and then what's happening in Sadivov, okay? Hafolos Nedarim, mitzvahs hasei tzadihei, Hatzivui Shetzivonu Ba'aforas Nedorim Kloima Hatera. Okay, you have it, Sadi. Hey, now tell me when you get the Shrana, okay? Hatera Kloima Hatera Shehoreinu Lodun
Shrana.
Okay, but he says Alama and Shrana at the same time, right? He plays it and he goes back and forth, okay? Lodun bedine mohein. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Ve'ein ho'inyon shechiva lohofir alkol poin. There's no chiyuv. So there's no chiyuv. So a mail is not an alama. It's only a hirah. So what's going on? The inyan ze atzmoy. Now he has a line over here, which is very important. Okay. The inyan ze atzmoy. Tovin b'chol mokoyin shetishma'ani moine din echad min adinim. This is the general rule of all dinim, which are mitzvah and yirah mitzvahs. He says it very clearly. It's unequivocal, right? This is it. She'ein zet sivui la'aseis dobo misuyim be'echach. It's not an alamal. Okay? Ela ha'mitzvihi sho'onu mitzu bin lodun b'din b'oisei dobo. So, he's supposed to be done in that which is there, okay? Whatever that is, no dinim. You know, it's almost crazy, you know. It's like, you got it? Then he says, Ma shehabal bo'av mefil, because the Torah has in the parsha, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, has a discussion that the av is mefil, the baal is mefil, right? Then he has an amazing line, which if the radar's not on, if you're not saying, Rabbi Lishon, give him a ton of Hashem, you're going to miss this line, okay? Hare perish ha-kosav oisai, vi-osach, bi-prote hil-chaisav. What's prote hil-chaisav over there? Tif, tefaka, right?
Tefaka, Peter.
That's paka, okay? You got it? The Torah. What's how it perish hakosu oisei v'osa b'prote yuchosa? See, he has a nushtikal Torah. He says the fact that the Torah goes out of its way and spends time to talk about in some type of arichus about a din and explains it and is osak boy. That gufa is the best raya that you're supposed to be lodun boy. That's an amazing idea, you know, mechateze. But that's what he's saying. This line doesn't make any sense unless he's trying to explain why this is a mitzvah and mitzvah and mitzvah. Lodun ze b'yisadova mashabau v'yo'av mefiri harei. Two things. The Torah tells it to you and explains it to you. And once the Torah did that, that's the raya that this din is a mitzvah in minyan. So it's an amazing thing. He's telling you it's a svara, but he's telling you when the Torah tells you you're a din, and the Torah itself is meforeshit, okay, and is osak boy in the pakeh. So you don't look at the pakeh as separate mitzvahs. You look at the osak bapake is a gilui that is a mitzvah called din hafaras nedarim, and the hira is lodun boy. Okay. And that's what he says. He says over here like this. He says, "Vuhu." This Hamishpotim Aksuvim.
Can I have this for a second? Thing.
Yeah, he says it. He says That's what he has. That's what he says. And that's what he does over here. He says, V'omer mitzah menuya, hu din make nefesh b'shkoga, v'hu atzivui, shetzizivonu lod, shenodun boy, b'eilu hamishpotim haksuvim. V'chein kolom hakosu, kolom Hashem mishpotim v'lekolom mitzvahs. Okay? The amazing thing is, okay, that they're not in minyan mitzvahs. Okay? That the etzim thing is in minyan mitzvahs. Hoig, that's not a problem. But why isn't the pocket in minyan mitzvahs? So that he explains, okay? The Torah calls it mishpotim, okay? And that's what he has, correct? Also, it's an amazing shtickle tater. We don't know where it comes from and what the basis of it, but in the basis of how he should pirish, I say, the osak, b'prote mishpoto, is the biggest raya that it's a mitzvah. That's what he does. And here's an amazing thing. Because we don't know what the Ikar Mitzvah is. We don't know what the Paka is. Basically what happens is the Paka itself, you see, it's just logically the opposite of the premise he starts the Mitzvah with, the Sherish with. The Sherish is that the Mitzvah Achas, the Yechidah Shleima, okay, which is Yechida Musiyah Mishleima, okay, which consists of the Ikar Mitzvah and the Paka, okay? And but it's an Ikar Mitzvah, okay? And the Kichinish is, you're not more than the Paka. Here, it's just the opposite logically, okay? You start out with the Paka, and the Paka itself creates the Mitzvah. We don't know how that fits into the motto of Yechida Acha Shleima, because you ask yourself, what is the Mikro HaMechukam? Okay. And what is, you know, the Ikar HaMitzvah? And what is the Paka? The Paka, you know what it is, but the Ikar HaMitzvah is Lord Duma Paka. But where's the Mikro HaMechukam? To be Lord Duma Paka, it doesn't exist. So it doesn't fit the general. He's done two things. He's Machadish HaMitzvah, Yesh Me'ayin. Okay? And he's saying that a Sherish, which logically doesn't have anything to do with the new thing, which the Machadish also applies to it. So in Mela, once he said, the Nafos Nadorim, there's a Sharana and a Din, and there's Lodun in this, who are Din, to Masaras Odom. So therefore, that this person, whoever he is, this Kadmon, who counts Tumas Ras Odom as 11 mitzvahs, is completely incorrect because it's Paka. But the interesting thing is that the assumption is it's certainly mitzvah. The Shai is 11 or 1. Okay? I would have said, you know, what? Why is it a mitzvah? Okay? Interesting. Ramban doesn't deny this argument. Because the Ramban, does he knock out, you open, check it out in the back, does he knock out Mitzvah Tzadihei? You have to think. You have to study. Look back in the Mitzvah, give it to me first. If you don't find it, I'll find it in a second. Just give it to me. Just in the back, the Mitzvah Shachar. One second. Here we go. Oh, in the back. Here it is. There's mitzaseh, mitzleis and tovin, is makis, who he said, who mitzvah sadivov, and mitzvah tovin, he called, he tin, no, Moshe, but lois sase, hey, the salak, the marachesh, the marachesh, the mitzvah, the zo, mitzvah of ches, mitzvah and ches, and mitzvah sarite, 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 and mitzvah sadihei, One second. No, it's Moses. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's over here. he knocks out Umin Sadihe Ah. He knocks out Sadihe. Umin Sadihe. He knocks out this one also. Min Sadihe Kuches.
It's not too late.
He knocks it out also. Okay? Because Sadibov is too much. He knocks out Sadibov. Okay? Sadihe. Okay, so it means the Ramban denies this whole argument. That's the base of this, okay? Shrano and this, okay? But you have to understand the other side. There's a second argument, which is built on the first argument. And the amazing thing is, the first argument, he places as a premise without saying the word mikdama. And he just says it very nonchalantly, that if you wouldn't have been focused on it, you would have missed it completely. Okay? Correct? This idea, Shari Peish, what's he talking about? You know, the Rambam's not saying a Musa Shmuz, how important the thing is. The Rambam's explaining why it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? However, when it comes to Mitzvah Tumah, starting from Sadivov, okay, he needs a separate argument. He's not happy with this. This will get him to Hapolas Hadol, but won't get him to Tum. Okay? And therefore, okay, I'm just trying to tell you what he did over here. It's amazing. I'm sorry that I'm going to end up probably taking up more than 6 shurim on this shurish, but I said to myself, I'm not going to say the shir. You know, you wanted the shir on Shrana? Okay? I'm not sure if I was ready to say it then, but I'm ready to say it now. Okay, well, I'm not ready at all. But say that. Next, okay? So the whole idea of Pake and Shrana and how it fits in the Shirish is also, we don't understand what the Ram is doing, okay? But he says to himself, if I can use Maki Nefesh Mishkoga, which we have no idea how it became a din, okay? And we know that you don't count the Pake, okay? It's the same thing. Over here, in Tumas. Okay, that's what he did, correct? I'm not talking about parashas yet, okay? I'm just skipping from here to there. Now, the next point we want to understand what's going on with Tumas, okay? Do we got it? I'm trying to go slow, but don't tell me. Okay, next point. Sadivov, Vani Esko Ato. Hakdama, okay, this Hakdama, you have to understand, is the Mikdama, this premise that everything is based on. He's placing and suggesting Anocha, which we say in plain Yiddish Gesagt. He just says it, okay, and he says, that's it, it is what it is, okay. This Anocha now, you need another step in order to put in the mitzvah of Tumah. Okay? That's what he does. Here it is. And he says like this. Hakdomo roi shetisko yisai bichol ma shenisko mimini atumas. Okay? You got it? This Hakdomo has nothing to do with our forest of God. Nothing to do with anything else. It's Hakdomo about Tumas. Only about why we count many Tumas. Okay? So the Rambam seems to say that the argument which he had in Afar Dorim is not good enough. Correct? Is insufficient. Insufficient argument. So the brain showed Nechira. What he said before in Sadihe, Hari Perish Hakosu, the Osak Biprati Mishpato, you have it over here also. So what do you need a new premise for? Okay? Correct? I think, you know, I'm trying to tell you the way it is, okay? So let's see. That's what he did, correct? There's a new premise over here. The Rambam said, that's not enough, not enough. Okay. Now, you see, let me tell you something. And the Ram over here says something, okay? And he talks a lot. And he says, he says like this. He says, Vahistamois. Atzmo dover shirishus im rotze mistame vim rotze lo yistame. Vloshin tziflo uvini vloshin lo yisigo yochle noga odom benevele yoka aboyim tamloim v'ele ti tamo yochle im ro odom nevele yerich vi tamilo tamloim vini vloshin lo yisigo okay, tzad havi oime lishus tushus. So we show us. So where is the mitzvah? Va mitzvah hu hadin asher nitztavinu bedinim elu v'noyim alonu ki mi shenoga b'ze nitmo v'nase tome. Mi shenoga b'ze nitmo v'nase tome. If he touches nevela, he's nitmo and he becomes tome. I'm not sure, I was breaking my head to understand. I don't know the Arabic over here, what it is. What does it mean that he's nitbo and nasatome? L'cheira, it's the same thing, okay? Unless the tome, what does he want exactly? B'chayiv, unless it means he can be tame. I don't know. Nitmo and nasatome, okay? B'chayiv, ma shechayov matmeim. Lot says, chutz l'mach neshchina. Ushelo yochal kredesh v'lo yiga boy ukiyetz b'kach v'zeh hu hatzivui. Once he has that, oh, I made it. V'zeh hu hatzivui. Kloima yoyse nasa tome inogam min zeh o im hoye b'kil bose v'efen kach v'zecho inyin zeh v'cho min mi mini atum. What did he do? What's the problem? Why is Hafor is the Don good enough for this? And what did he gain? This whole discussion is not Hafor is the Don. The answer is Rabbi Yisrael. Okay? The answer, hey, you understand? The answer, Rabbi Yisrael, I think is like this. The Rambam has a hoshtikal Torah, and he says that perish. Okay? So that you can say in Afos the Dome, that you can say in Tum, or that you can say any place, okay? But the Ram, that's not enough, okay? There has to be some ramifications in the frame of reference of Tayag Mitzvahs that something happens here. And if there's no ramifications, the fact that Torah is osak bedinim and tells you a din is completely irrelevant to minyan mitzvahs. Okay. So comes the Rambam and he says to himself, Kishloma hafuras nedorim. There's the chalav of Bal Yachil. So whether there is a neder or not, or not a neder, expresses itself in this inyan itself, in the inyan of neder. However, when you're looking at tumor, whether he's tomei or not, in terms of the mitzvah of tumor, or the inyan of tumor, is completely irrelevant. So the Rambam's machadish over here, there's no gear to other mitzvahs hatera, even though it's not no gear to this particular inyan, it's also good enough. That's why he tells you this shtickle tera. V'chayav ma shechayov matmei. Okay? Because you see something. I'll tell you something. The Ram says that Shran is good enough to be in mitzvahs. You don't need it sibur. But there has to be a ramification of the Shrana, which is a tzivui. And that you have in the Dorim. And he says you have it in Tumah. Because if the person's Tomei, he's Nishach Chutz Lamach Nishchina. And he can't eat Kochin. And he can't be Nogayim a Kochin. So Mameila, there is a ramification in chiyuvin, in isurin, in mitzvahs, so then he has it. In the dome, he didn't have any problem because there's a chlav, a lava bayachu b'vomay, and there was an issue about this initial ramification. But here, he starts and he's grappling with the issue. It's a chushus, and since it's a chushus, how can it be a mitzvah? So that's the second mikdama. If you can find a mitzvah or mitzvah of seder mitzvah in the Torah, with this shana has ramifications, then it's also a union of mitzvahs. Okay, and that's what he did over here. And therefore, the mitzvah tumas ras is also shana, and that's what he says. If the ikar din. If the dinim are in the kosuv, it's in Torah Shebiksav. And the Torah Shebiksav is osak, u perish, mishpat is perish, I say. And these and the Torah is the prote, is osak, the prote thing. So that's good enough. There's no problem. There's no problem of Sherishani. Because it's in the Torah. There's also no problem of Shereshmini. That even though this Be'etzim is a Shrana, but since it has ramifications in terms of Mitzvah Tayyar, you can call it in a certain sense a Chiyuv. It's a Shrana which touches on Chiyuv, and that's enough. And that's what he's Mikdama over here, that even though it's not in the Dorim, that it's very clear what's going on, and here he has to work very hard to get what's going on. That's what he does. Okay, so I thought, I'll be frank with you, I thought after this, it was easy street. Now we're ready. Now we set up Din Makin Nefesh, Bishkoga, and Din Tuva Saras. But I said to myself, so let's look at things, okay? Let's start slowly. And let's go through the mitzvahs here. Let's see. Let's see how everything fits in. Okay. So, Sadi Vov is Tumas Nevela. There's Shiluach Chut Famachna, and he can't eat Kochim if he touched Nevela. Correct? He can't touch it. He's a Matam of the Kochim. That's good. Correct? Shmon Neshiratzim? Same thing? Okay. It's not Matam of Masa, but it's Matam of Maga. Sadi Zayin. Good. Tzadi Ches is the problem. Let's skip Tzadi Ches for a second, come back to it. Tzadi Tes, neither Lios, neither Matama, Gvaldik, okay? Right? Very good. Kuf, Lios, Eledes Matama, also. The Eledes can't go into Mikdash, can't, there's Nishtal Chutz of Mikdash, and right? And can't eat Kosher, good. Kuf, Aleph, Mitzayra Metame, the same thing, all the deal, okay? Kubbeis, Begin Menuga, because he touched the Begin Menuga, you have problems. Okay? Bais Menuga, the same way. The Bais Menuga, the Evan Metame, whichever you like it, okay? Kuf, that is Kuf Gimel. Kuf Dalet, Zab, also okay. Kuf Hei, Shich Vezerah, Rava Maga, Tzim Rava Tuma. Very good. Kufo has over Matama, she's like a Zab. Okay, the Seder. Next. Kuf Zayin, Leo is Hames Matama, that is snow, you have no problems with. Okay? So we're okay, correct? Every single one fits in the category. Okay. Now, comes in over here, Tzadiches. Tzadiches won't be the problem, but you'll see the next step, and I just don't know what to do. I'm still at a point, okay, listen to this. Tzadiches.
Tzadiches.
What? Tzadiches. Tzadiches. Hamitzah Shmonim Vetishim. Hatzivui Shenitztavinu Lodun Betumas Eichon. Umashkin. Hadini Mamuim Bohem. Umitznezu Kolelis Mishpatei Tumas Eichon. Umash Mekulus. I don't know what the Kolelis is. I don't know what started. This we can have a discussion with what we had more and what the beginning is and what the end. And we can talk about it now or leave it to Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? So I asked myself a question. Tumas Eichlin, the first point which he talked about, Shluach Machna, a Machna Shechina, it doesn't exist, okay? But the Tumas Eichlin is that if the Eichel is Tomei, so what? He's not Tomei. The problem is that only that he, a Tomei can't eat, right? That's the Chilkei Good Brzeila. You know, with Eichel, you have to know what the dinim of Kochin Tmeim or Nigaboy. You see, when he talks also, Shigiga, Velo Yigaboy. Lo Yigaboy. Or the Kochin Tmeim, the Sreifa, we have to know exactly what he wants, but somehow, if the Eichel becomes Tomei, so there's enough Gemina and Kochin, whatever it is, somehow it fits in at the end, even if it's in the beginning. And that's enough. It's a Chiddush, okay? In my opinion, Rabbi Yisai, that's why the Rambam throws Tumas Eichlin all the way towards the end. Because basically everything else before fits into the categories. Okay? Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Now, I want to do something else. So, everything's fine and dandy. We've hit everything. And we have all the answers. I must have left that in two places. I'm sorry. Okay, it's probably over here anyway. Now, let me read to you something. Okay. The Rambam has the last set of halachas in Ta'alo, right? It was Caleb, right? Okay. Why isn't there a mitzvah of Tumas Caleb the same way there's a mitzvah of Tumas Eichel Umashkin? If the Kehil is the Chatome and he's Matame the Eichel, you're back to where you started anyway. So, you know, what's the scoop? And what's the problem? And if the Kehil is an Avatuma, you're not to bring the Mikdash, it's the Chatinen, the Ram Per Gimel, it was Bias HaMikdash, all different halachas. The Ram starts Hilchus Kehilim. In Tumas Eichel, he starts it off like this in the Pot Beidin. Mitzah Seyachas. V'hidin Tumas Eichel Umashkin Vechshere. Okay, say that. You expect it. Right after Hilchus Tumas Eichel, which you expect, he has Hilchus Caleb. What's in the Pot of Mitzvah Hilchus Caleb? Hilchus Caleb. Inyan Eilu Halochais. Lay the Kalim Shimakabam Tuma. Mikoela Tuma is my Kalim. Shaina Mistamin. The Kate said Mistamin, Umitamin. And that's it. The Tali Perish Hakosuv. The Dinim. The Osa, the Prote Mishpata. The seven Kalim Shimakabam Tuma, the Katram, and Perigal, right? And the whole Dinim, when it's Mutami Trichai, not Trichai. All the dinim klicheres and chill. Oh, Abamish, oh, what's it? And 30 prokim with Caleb, okay? No! So not only is the problem of Loyiga boy, whatever Loyiga boy, not getting involved if there is an Issa, and what the Issa to Metame Kledish is, according to Rambam, because it's very, very strange. We look at Nuchz Tumas and Nuchz Tzul Mekdashim. I just, you know, if you ask me and pin me down and ask me what this token, I mamish don't know, but that, let's leave that alone. Let's assume what he said is okay. Oh, but the Rebbeinu, the Ram has in B.S. HaBikdash in Perek Gimel, Halachat HaZayin, HaMach Nesheret HaKriyotze Boi B'Mikdash, O Sheikh Nes Odom Tomi L'Mikdash, Hari Zechayet Kores, Shehari Timei Mikdash Hashem, Aval Azuri Kelim Tmei L'Mikdash, Afilu hoyu kelim shenog b'meis potem in akores. Avo chayim malkus shnemim loik yoi chabes mipi ashmu lomdu al chitz gufoy onish kores va kibes begodov loik al boim. Chabrina shen. There's a nafkemina in kelim which is not in tumas echur mashkin. So the Blinisher, how does he count the mitzvah of Tumas Kalim, of Tumas Echol Mashkim, and not count Kalim? And that's why he's nervous about it. He puts it at the end. The last two, which are questionable, you know, he throws at the end. Kalim, Echol he throws in, Kalim he doesn't. Now, I'll just point out the problem of Lo Yiga Boy, okay? Also the Tamei, Yud Ches Psulim Ukdoshim Halocha Yud Beis Rama Also the Tamias Akotchim or the Sabu Lehem Tuma Shari Poislon Rama Tamias Akotchim Eno Loike Abu Odom Torah Shocha Kizayis Mikotchim Shinitmu Uloike. Okay. So if he's talking about the Oichel, so I understand Oichel and Tamei. But when he talks about the Yiga boy, I have no clue what he's talking about. Because he says it's not Marcus, but maybe it's in Stereisa. And then, in Truma, he flips it. Because in Truma, in Perek Yud Beis, in Truma, it's Halacha Aleph. Also, in Tama, it's a Truma, She'erit Yisrael Kashar Kochim. We don't even know what the Eastern Tama Kochim is. So we don't know what we're talking about. But the Ram has it over here. Okay, the same. And the word Kabbalah's Negiya, you're looking like it's a Kuf Kaf Tes. I'm not getting involved. Kuf Kaf Tes is very strange because he throws it on, he plays on the word Negiya. But I say, I don't understand, but I have to understand. I'm not interested because the Urchel is also okay. But a Keli that touches Kochim, that's Tomei, is certainly the same thing. And you have something in Kalim which is not Urchel. So, why in the world, what is the difference between Tumas Kalim and Tumas Urchlin, that the Ram says, this is a mitzvah, and that's not a mitzvah. Again, I'll say, Ech kamo l'chaykim mimeni. But I've gotten further than I once was, but I have no clue. Okay? That is point number one. Okay? But I think now we begin to understand the idea of Shrana. We understand what the Ram wants. Because the shtickle of Shrana, how it becomes a tzivui, because it's negeya to tzivuya teira. And that's enough if the etzim plote dinim, the pake, is in Teresh of Iksav, that's enough. And that's amazing. It's an amazing thing. Okay? Now, I'll see if I'll get to the answer on this. Okay? I'm just skipping parshas for a second. I'm just wondering, you know, you can throw me out and tell me to start a new shirish whenever you want. But this, I thought to myself, I cannot not do this because you asked me to do this in Shavu Shishi, okay? So I'll tell you something, I'm happy I didn't do it because I wasn't ready then, but now I think I am. Because I said to myself, the Ram's talking about Tuma in Shavu Shvis, I can't talk about it in Shavu Shishi, okay? Now, let me show you something else. I'm skipping Parshas for a second. We'll come back to that in some next week, okay? Now I want to read you this. Ubimenei shenel mizoroseinu asherish hazer choza limnois b'mitzvah saras achas esrei mitzvahs v'lo yoda shehei mitzvah achas. This is saras odom, correct? That's what he's talking about. V'chol ma sheniska b'kosev einu ela halochus u'tnoim. So two things. It's the pak and the tnoim. The tnoim is also a peculiar word in Arabic. The tnoim and the tnoim and the dinim. Okay? Ubeyezeh, listen to this. Shanachnu. So if you're going to tell me, you come to me, and the Ram says, in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Minyan, that mitzera is an alama, okay, and all the mitzvahs tuman alama, you know, maybe serious about it, even though he talks about shrana a few times in mitzvah in the middle of tzadi vov, if I'm not mistaken. He says over here, ubeizeh shanachnu nitztavinu. What's nitztavinu? Shrana. Okay? Again, shrana. Shetzaras odom. Okay. Shetzaras odom mitamosei v'nasa tome. That general lotion. Okay, we found that. Tome, the same exact Arabic, okay? Then he throws in v'yishayi b'ma shishayi v'atmei, because that's the mikdama, which is machadish in mitzvah sadivah. So everything I was talking about, that's the mikdama, because it has to be, have enough gemina in mitzvah teira. Okay? Otherwise, he can't have it. Correct? Then he has amazing words over here. Lihisrachek, and I found that both Kapach and Korach translated this the same way, because in the midst, Lihisrachek, okay, Lihisrachek, Me'amikdash b'kadoshim, what does that mean, Lihisrachek? That sounds like orthos, you know, it sounds a little metaphysical. Keep away, keep away. What is it? Lech lech, amin and nizra. The schol, kamalei sikkel. What does he want? What does he want? Elabuimishol, lischachek me'amikdosh. Lischachek me'amikdosh. What's the difference between that and lischachek be'kadoshim? Okay, maybe you should keep away, not to metame, not eat it. But what's kolotzei schut v'mach l'shchina? So what's the tzrach me'amikdash? Well, that's chutz l'mach l'shchina. Rabbi Lishon, it's all the same thing. And why does he change the story that he had in Tzadivov? The story in Tzadivov was a very simple story. That he starts off with Shiloach ma'ashchimach l'shchina, and he says that he can't kodoshim etun v'lo yigaboy. Okay. V'anachnu lo yida, okay, so, you know, we have to know, you know, okay, we have to know, what is he talking about here, okay? What's the srachek? What is he talking about? And what does he want with machne shechina? Rebbeinu Shel, doesn't every tashbar know that mitzera nishtal chutz megimo machnes? In fact, you know who he asked this kasha? Daniel Ababli asked this kasha to Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam in Ma'aseh Nisim Siman Yud Aleph. Okay, you can look there and decide. You know, decide what he said. Okay, that's the question that he asked. Okay, now let's continue. Okay. Then he does another amazing thing. Okay, he throws in a new argument. Okay, which he doesn't have in Sefer Mitzvos. Which really, logically, is only an argument about Tumas Saras. V'anachnu lo neida eize tzora'as metamo v'eizoi excuse me. Let's see. I just lost the patience. What happened? I was just reading. Anachlo neida is the Aza of the Aza Eino Metama. Ulchein Boa Kosu Levaye Ulfari Hadin. Okay. Here, I mamish don't get it. Okay. Because what? Are you starting with a concept of tzaras and you know that something is coming, you have to know what it is? Or after the Torah is osak b'prote halochil choyso, then you know there's a din, okay? And he flips it, just the opposite of what he's talking about in the minyan over here, doesn't he? Look at what he did. It's amazing. v'anachn lo yeda eze tzaras metama v'eze eno metama ulekach bo akosu levaya ulefalit hadin. And that's the reason why it's a mitzvah. It's just the opposite. Shim ho yekach how you talk, v'im ho yekach how you talk me. Okay? So it sounds almost like what he did in Mitzvah Tzadi Heira for the Dorim, but it's counterintuitive. Because in for the Dorim, you extrapolate it, and it's a mitzvah because the Torah is Osak Boy. And here he starts with a problem. We have to know what the problem is before we know the problem exists. I just don't get the logical way he's doing this, okay? Then he says, Vim Oma. Okay, he's talking about the dinim of Hezgir and how many weeks and how many hechlit and what's going on. Correct? Okay. Then he does something which is also mad. Okay. Ubebeya omu letaharoi oy letaharoi kishem shemitzvah letaharoi kach mitzvah letamoi. Okay, and he's quoting Ubebeya Omrud, and L'chayra, what he has is a Pirish Makubo to tell you there's a mitzvah. That's what he's doing. Because without this, in other words, he doesn't have the B'nai Shem. He doesn't have this argument in any of the other tours. Okay. Okay. And he basically argues from Sadi Vav to everything else in Tumas Levela, and here he's ready to have a separate discussion. I don't know if it's because of the Shoresh or what I don't know why he's doing this.
Because he's attacking the Baha'i.
But the problem is no one denied the Tumas Saras, the mitzvah. The question is how many mitzvahs there are. It's not the Baha'i. The question is there 11? Because he says, yeah, and then the other person said there were 11. Okay? But usually there was no discussion when it's one. And he's trying to prove that it's one. And there is such a mitzvah. The problem is, Rabbi Yisai, that there's something new happened here. Okay? Because this letamoi or letamoi, and then he says something else. Okay, we'll read about the last line.
So it's a mitzvah in the coin, not the bestin? Like it's a mitzvah in the coin to say tamay?
Yeah, but the mitzvah is not the din?
Not the
mitzvah
on
the coin. Yeah. So once you do, everything changed, okay? So then we don't know what we're talking about. But it's not that. The truth is, the Ram does this in Pirush Mishnayis, in Moikot, in the Perek Aleph Mishnei, v'zeh inyan omu l'okir, avol l'ach l'chom l'imdim, mima shenem l'tar o l'tamoy, that l'tar o l'tamoy means the mitzvah. You have to come. You can't, that's a problem. We were in the Goyim Moy, because you have to say, you have to ay l'tar o l'tamoy, okay? But listen what he does in the Pirush Mishnayis in the Goyim, and what he does in the Mishnah Torah. Perik Yudalad Mishnah Yudim V'Koyin Shetimoy Mitzvah Letaharoy. The Koyin who's Metameim, there's a Mitzvah Letaharoy. The Mitzvah is not going on the Tamoy. Koyin Shetimoy Mitzvah Letaharoy. Letaharoy Tamoy is not talking about the Reis Negoyim. There's one Letamoy that he did it. He learns that, you know, how do you learn the Pasuk both ways? Is referring to it. And he does it again. In Mishnah Torah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, and Tumas Aras, Tairis Mitzeres Zu Noheges V'Chulei, V'Koyin Shetimo Mitzvah L'Tairo, Shnemo L'Tairo L'Tairo. And what the mitzvah, Tairis Mitzera is a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs Kuf Yud, but the mitzvah is Ezo Shnitolas and everything like that. Okay, and the din is that the Chachila, the Raisa Dekedin, the what, that the Koyin should be involved in the Ezo, that the Koyin that was Matamish and Matare. And this is the Raya. Okay? Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick this up next week. Beseda, Hatzlacha Rabbah.